Escape. The Time Machine, October 22nd, 1950. Tired of every routine, ever dream of life of romantic escape. Want to get away from it all, we offer you escape. Escape, designed to free you from your four walls of today. Half hour of your high venture. Escape with us now, the year 100,080. A world where beauty and terror live side by side. Philby, I met Professor Dudley. Thought of him as having one of those tenacious minds that was tragically too brilliant, whether it was due to the pressure of trying to outdo himself, or that out of complete frustration being constantly misunderstood, just out of utter boredom. No matter what the cause, I was quite certain that he was mad. Philby, I wasn't alone. That's how his guests talked about him. Behind his back, a plucky smile and sadly nod their heads during his monthly dinner. Capardi's secretly grateful more for the food than for the company or conservation. I've honoured to have been invited more than a few times, knowing that his guest list usually included renowned university professors, independent scholars and other men of distinction. And one night it did on quite a few occasions. Causes involved time travel, subject that Professor Dudley more than passionate about. This would have make most of his guests come comfortable, or cause them to leave earlier than usual. Door slam. Finally, well, Professor, suppose I should be off as well. Dudley, suit yourself, Philby. Thank you for coming. Philby, no, thank you, sir. Grateful to be included on your guest list. Dudley, yes. Annabeth, I suppose you are. Good night, then. Philby, yes. Paul, do you really believe it, sir? Do you believe that one can travel through time? Dudley, it's been done. Philby, sir? Dudley, I've done it. So have you. So you can't avoid time travel. It's our normal state of being. Philby laughs, of course. Travelling back and forth in time, like you suggested tonight? Do you believe that's possible? Dudley, Philby, my friend? It's a certainty. If your mind was as tightly sealed as my other guests, you should come with me and see what I've been working on the last 3 years, Philby. All right. Footsteps, door opens and shuts, Philby. You have an impressive laboratory, Professor. Dudley, thank you. Well, now look here. What do you think, Philby? It looks like one of those horses' carriages, but Paul's, where are the wheels? What's that huge crystal disc in the back? Is that a new kind of engine? Dudley, it's a time machine. Philby? Dudley, you're mad. A time machine? Dudley, yes, my friend, a time machine. Philby, this thing. Dudley, this very thing. Philby, this construction and framework made of quartz and bronze and ivy with all its levers and dowels and seats in the middle. Dudley, I promise you, Philby, that on this machine, a man can go wherever he likes in time by working his levers, can choose his entry, his year, his very day. Philby, oh, for really, Professor? Dudley, like I told you tonight, I was only a kind of space, but he can move about in all the other dimensions of space. Why not in time too? Philby, oh, he can't just ride back and forth through time. It's impossible. Dudley, well, what are the journeys I am already taken on this little contraption? Philby, I'm afraid you're having a bad dream. Dudley, very well. You shall have proof, my friend. Philby, wow. Dudley, climb on, Philby. Sit in the seat beside me. Face those ivory dust, and I'll take you a little ride through time. Philby, will you? You mean right now? Dudley, right now. Philby, in the case this thing should take off like a flying red horse. Are there any? Dudley, in preparations? No, Philby. You don't need any luggage on this trip. Not even toothbrush. You'll be back here in my laboratory in less than a minute. Philby, oh. Dudley, oh, before you climb aboard, please tell me what time it is. Philby, oh, it's just past 10 in the evening. Dudley, good. Be so good as to leave your watch hanging onto that coat rack. Philby, over there? Here? Yeah? Darling, yes, let's get ourselves seated. Footsteps clanking, someone's climbing into the machine. You'll be all right. I'm on. Now what? Daddy, hold tight. It's always a good deal. Hate to lose you, Febley. Hey, I can't be frightened, Dudley. Dudley, then you're braver than I am. Phoebe, oh yes, Dudley. Before I start, I want to adjust this control a bit. High pitched squeal clanking. Dudley, Phoebe, yeah. Is everything ship shape? Dudley, tell me, did you notice anything just then? Phoebe, just only a noise, a humming noise, anything, nothing else. Dudley, what time is it? Phoebe, you just asked me, Professor, and you told me to leave my witch over there on the work. That's odd. My watch says 9:15, but it was just after 10 a moment ago. There must be something wrong with it. Dudley, it's only that I touched the lever to test it. We've gone forward a full day, 22 1/4 hours. Anyway, Philby, yes, but Dudley interrupting, finished scoffing, February? Philby, yes, I believe I have. Dudley, then hold tight. It's be the real article. Philby, I'm ready, Dudley. Dudley, good man. Well, say goodbye, Philby. High pitched humming begins again and continues on. Dudley, say goodbye to 1902. Bang. Wind begins and continues on. Philby went off with a shattering jolt. The machine swaying around us. The walls of Dr. Ludley's laboratory suddenly fell away. Night was speeding after day, like the flapping of a huge bird's wing. The sun hopping across the sky, leaping swiftly across it every second. Every second marking a day, a sort of moon spinning through the quarter like a ball. A new to full, like a twinkling of an eye. Trees grow, blossom like clefts of smoke. It passed away. For the while, we were going faster. Our paces was a year of a second. So that second by second, a white snow flashed across the world. We were followed by the bright, bright spring. And still we went on into the future. Dudley yelling over noise. How do you feel, Philby? Philby, very weak, very dizzy. Dudley, don't let go. Don't fall off. Philby, where are we? How far have we come? Dudley, we're in the 100,056 and 60 and 70. Philby, that's enough. Stop it. I can't stand it anymore. Stop it. Wind and hum down. We're going to the summit, Dudley. Philby, you all right? Philby, yes, I am. I believe so. No broken bones. What's happened? Dudley, not sure. Must have stopped too suddenly. Philby, where are we, Dudley? Dudley, look around for yourself. A wide yawn. Lord, a beautiful wild garden. Philby, I meant geographically. Dudley, just where we were. We started. In my laboratory stood. Philby, this year, Dudley? What is this year now? Dudley, 100,080. Philby, it seemed absolutely incredible. A dream and pleasant one. The garden in which we found ourselves was beautiful and summery. An expected perfume about it, almost like plantain. At some distance, we could see a large, important, imposing building. It was quiet and peaceful. It's almost too much, so a sense of strangeness, incredible strangeness, sent a spoon shiver up to my spine. Dudley, 100,080. Philby, do you want to go back? Philby, yes, I'd rather think I do. Dudley, all right. Maybe now we'll go back to 1066, 1 million BC. High pitched squirrel moan swells against a vertebrae vacancy. Philby, Dudley, did you hear this? That? Dudley, from over there, it's the bushes. Philby, it sounded human. Dudley, come on, footsteps, running in the gravel. Philby, why? It's a child. Seems to be a very small girl. Dudley, that's been a beast here. His own kind struggled with her. Look at the marks on her arm. Philby, now, my dear. You understand, right now? You won't be harmed, of course. She doesn't understand English. Dudley, she's motioning to us to go with her. Billy, what about the animal? You see it? Dudley, no, not a glimpse. Too fast for us. Billy, maybe. Perhaps we better go back. Dudley, the girls seem to be all right now. Dudley, leave her like this? Philby, yes, yes, I've had enough. Dudley, well, they haven't, Philby, because they're here, all round us. Philby, then they had crept up to stone those feet to surround us. A little people at this era. The girl we saved was not a child, but a beautiful grown woman. They all stood 4 feet high in simple tunics, beautiful creatures, but terribly frail with plump and soft kind of flaherty. They were like eerie figures of dream. All we could hear was the rustling of their clothes as they circled around us, their faces weaved and smiles, rustling and small noises. Feel me, why? They're not savage at all. They're loving and gentle little people. Daddy, yes, but where's something terribly wrong with them? Feel me, how do you mean? Dudley, they seem to have in their minds. A 5-year-old, Philby. Well, why do you expect them to be? Dudley, far ahead of us, of course. Incredibly far ahead of us, the knowledge of science. Look at them children. Philby, they seem to be happy. This whose god of theirs. Dudley, you're changing my mind. Let's stay. Maybe we could enjoy spending a few days with our little friends. The little people led us home into their valley. They lived in colossal buildings, sleeping all together in one huge hall, eating in another, playing, frolicking in the sunshine. They lived with them for days in utter contentment. One afternoon, Dudley said, I walked along the banks of the great river. Dudley Philby, have you noticed that little people all wear the same clothes? It seems soft, hairless skin, the same feminine realness of the limbs. Philby, I wonder if it's because they are all vegetarians, Dudley. They're vegetarians because they have to be. They couldn't have come across any horses or dogs or cattle of any kind, have you? Very no, Professor. Now you mention it, Dudley. It's strange, good reason. All extinct by now, just as the dinosaur is with us. Such a strange and different place our world, Earth, have become, Philby. Yes, I actually prefer it. In some ways, less noisy, more pastoral. Dudley, with little sheep for people. Hudley, Fiddley, Philby, huh? Pardon? Dudley, you know what I'm talking about, Philby. As a scientist, I want to learn all there is about them and their cultures, but I find myself fascinated at a lack of, well, Philby, humanity. Dudley, yes, exactly. The exception of that girl we rescued. All the time I try to communicate with them, they all break into laughter. Philby and so I was trying to teach when I'm English, but I began to feel like an unpopular schoolmaster missed children. Daddy, very disinterested children. One moment they come up with us with eagerness, and next they wander away to do to something else. Philby, you sound as you're disgusted. Daddy, perhaps it seems to me that we've happened on mankind upon the wane, a sunset, if you will. Philby, what makes you say that? Dudley, strength is the outcome we need. Security sets up premium and feebleness. They come from a time when we're trying to make life more comfortable with electricity, connected with telegrams and wires, and more secure, convenient with the power of steam. All those things are making our lives better, a true civilized process. Philby, how can that be bad? What happened? Where did we go wrong? Dudley, come now, Philby. A work of eliminating, improving conditions of life must have gone steadily on to climax. One triumph of united humanity over nature and followed another. Things are what they are for us. Mere dreams become products deliberately put in the hand of carried forward. A harvest is before us. In those playful grown-up children, divide ambitions, what a waste. Philby, I can't put my finger on it, Dudley. I can't add it up. There's something strange here, something hidden away, silent. 100 years, 100,000, 80 years look pretty, but I can't help feeling that we're being watched by it on. Daddy laughs. We think of we think alike, Fiddly, Philby. Let's see this. Philby, they use the control levers of the time machines. Daddy, I took the precaution of removing him, putting him in a master padlock on the main switches. I don't much fancy the idea of someone riding away with it to another century, leaving us here the rest of our lives. Philby, that makes me feel a little better. Bees in the cities are completely different right now. I can make out a few dreadful landmarks that see ancient buildings my time here and there, but even the rivers seem to be miles from where it used to flow. But yes, quite strongly. Come on now then. Let's head back to the little people's shelter and gather our things. I've seen enough of this. It's family paradise, Fimbley. I kind of agree with you. Mate, do you know where we are? Daddy, yes, of course. We're near where we landed. Daddy, you thought so. But sure. Daddy, why did you ask? Baby, I couldn't see the machine anywhere. Daddy, what? Philby, the machine's not here. But they've taken it away. You've stolen it. Philby, that's where it was, right? It was right here. Dudley, look, Philby, tracks. Look here. Where they drag it. Cut over here. Come along. Scurrying and running, study out of breath, down this path, look, right there, the monument, they took it, to the monument. Fairly out of breath, the tracks stop, at those brass doors at the base, pounding, dully, out of breath, open up, you little thieves, fairly out of breath, your doors, they were locked. Paul, dully, did you hear that? Dully whispers, something's behind the doors. Sound like movement and faint laughter, but falls. Really, what? Dudley, nothing. Machine pulls, the machine must be in there. Really, yes. Dudley, inside? Let's go, look. There's something to pry the doors open. To break them down, we must get into there. Come on, Philby. Now, how can we, what can we use, Dudley? Here, use the ladders. Really, all right. Efforts, I try. Daddy, break them down. What from 3, 2, 1, 3. Banging. Billy, it's no good, Dudley. I've just studied. We never break through. Dudley, never. There's got to be a way. There's always in the way. Billy, your doors are solid. Daddy has spent this last 3 years building a machine. I'm not going to get a simple door standing away. Our way back home, Billy. Oh, I just realised we never go home again. Daddy breaking up. Why take the time machine? Why? Fades. Dramatic music up and out. Philby, we're caught in the year 1,080. Time machine's gone. The brass doors of the moment held. Retreat was cut off. Thin line of which we could mark our way back home. Back to our own time, our own people. Back to 1902. We're broken. The little people's language is still a mystery. Any time we tried to communicate with them, it was met with howls of laughter. But it wasn't hostile. They weren't taunting us. They actually was innocent. They were more like simple, wandering children. Only one, the young woman whose life we saved on the first day, became really friendly and was able to tell us her name. It's Wenda. She'd always kept close. She went with us wherever we walked. I slept near us at night in a home. She'd always make us garlands and bring us flowers. She would also sometimes drop in a bucket and everything being somewhat of a mystery to her. Long the grass or whatever she fancied at the time. Presently surprised that Dudley wasn't furious at her for this. I suppose the main thing was we had a friend. As time went on, we were able to reach her. Teach her a few words in English. Now we could have some ideas for doubted our efforts, like men in racing against the clock, that we might speak to her and discover the secret of our immense loss. We took him to her right night, one night after the others had gone to sleep. How can you be sure your people don't steal the machine? Aren't they any thieves among them? Aren't they all perfect? Phoebe, don't be so not so loud, Dudley. I wake them. Besides, he doesn't understand. Dudley whispers the thief must be sleeping somewhere in this hall. They wonder, the bird's pointing. They take the machine. Wonder, no, Dudley, no. Dudley, who then? Who took it? Wonder, Phoebe, we are friends, Wonder. Yes. Dudley, yes, we must have machine. Wonder, yes, Dudley, yes. Dudley, who took machine? Other people, not ours. Wonder, others. Phoebe, who? What about those doors, Wonder? Doors open. Wonder, no. Fearful, no. Dudley, when the machine, is it here, there? Not, I must open. Wonder, very scared. No, not open. Cries. Not open all. Bad, bad. Dudley, all right, me in my mind. Well, go to sleep. Get some rest. Bender's sniffing, coming down. Yes, Dudley, sleep now. Dudley, what's become of us, Philby? We're caught here in this century to spend our lives at Lickfield. This secret, Philby. I'll go back to the moment tomorrow. We'll find a way to get in. Good night, Philby. Dudley? Pause, Dudley? Dudley? Dudley weakly, yeah. Hey, did you just... Pause, panic. There it is again. Dudley, what? He whispered. Something on my face, cold, filthy to touch. On my face, it's on my hair, it's cold, it's death, Dudley. Dudley, it's your right. There's something in here with us. Males of the grave, what was it? Phoebe, I don't know, but look at them. Look at the little people. Dudley, it's as though they've been stampeded. Let's get out of here. I want some fresh air. Phoebe went quickly from the hall and outside, just outside a little, away from little people. While the moon was full, just overhead, it was close to dawning. There was a faint sound speeding closer behind us. We turned, our nerves ragged, our muscles tensed. There is only Wonder coming swiftly to join us. Wonder, Dudley, afraid dark. Phoebe, then there is something. Dudley, what do you mean, Wonder, dark? What? Wonder, dark things, dark places, night. Philby, why should they be afraid of night, Dudley? Dudley, it's not the night alone, dark place. That's our clue. Philby, perhaps it's something underground, dramatic under. Philby, it's another day. We wandered into a lonely wooded place. A mile from the community, suddenly Wonder screams. Wonder, girls, Philby. Philby, we start to start. Short, a pair of glaring eyes were fixed upon us as we stood there petrified. A thing, the ape-like figure, rushed across the path and disappeared in the clearing, only 35 yards away, then into action. Phoebe, what was it? Dudley, I couldn't see it too well. It seemed to be a dull white thing, white hair, his head and his back. Phoebe, it looks like a small ape. Dudley is running on all fours, with his arms held very low. Phoebe, Wonder, what was it? Wonder, what? Moloch. Dudley, who are Molochs? What are they? Wonder, tell us. Wonder, no. Dudley, let's go over and see where it's disappeared. Come along, Phoebe. Phoebe, in the moon clearing, we found a round, swell lake opening. Dudley leaned over and down a deep shaft. A small white creature was retreating down a ladder. In the wall, like a Simon spider, its large white eyes watching, as if he went swiftly down. It appeared in the shaft. Dudley, Philly, did you see it? Like an ape. Philly, yes, but also like a man. Dudley, so where are two species of man in this world? Philly, yes. Dudley, is little people above the ground, no, and it's the same thing. It's bleached monster below. Philby, that white look common to animals that live in the dark, like huge rats, like worms that are cold to touch. I know, because they touch me. Philby, you feel the air. You suck down into the shaft, Philby, yes. Dudley, the earth must be tunneled but enormously. under their feet. The monsters must live in the tumbles. Philby, I think we know how they stole our time machine. Sadly, yes, then. Philby, then we go down and have a look. Wenda, no, 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 go. Daddy, not, why not, Wenda? Wenda, learn the locks. You never come back. Philby, we must have our machine, my dear. You wait for us here? Wenda, no, no, no. And Philby, so we went down, our heels ringing on small metallic bars that were meant for creatures so much smaller than us. Down we climbed, down, down, over in darkness. Ever it seemed to the centre of the earth, into the core of the world. The machine rises above. Philby, how much longer, Philby? We don't know until we reach bottom. Can't be much further, do you hear that? Light machinery. We're almost there. Philby, thank heaven for that. Daddy, you're all right, Philby. I got on the bottom. Come along, just a few more steps now. Give me a hand, Philby. Good, we're here. Philby, yes. The land of Morlocks. Daddy, do you have a match? Philby, yes, here. Match striking, Dudley. There seems to be a large vaulted chamber at the end of this passage. Philby, you, what do you do? What do you suppose they do if they catch us? Daddy, I have no idea. Better take care not to be caught. Another match. Machine louder, louder. Match striking, Philby. That's throbbing noise. Daddy, probably their venting system, pumping their air down. There must be thousands upon thousands in Matlocks living under the tree of earth. Philby, we don't even haven't seen any yet, except for our friend came down ahead of us. Why did he suppose they want us? Our time machine. Daddy, I don't think they wanted us. Not machine, don't Philby. Philby? And we came to them. Daddy, we must... It's our only chance, Paul. So you know something, Philby? If the noise comes down from the air pump. Philby, yes? Daddy, why is it not good stuff up here? So oppressive. Philby, I noticed that too, Daddy. What's with the strange smell? Daddy's blood. Well, we whispered blood? Daddy, like enough match. Matching strikes. Striking. Philby, Daddy, look straight ahead on the white vital table. Daddy, it's a set for some meal. Philby, yes, we've a small branch. Do you see meat? Daddy, we know that the kettle was steeped. Philby, then why do you, what do they feed on? In Matlocks. Daddy, don't you know? Philby, yes, I know. Daddy, and the mother machine match, Philby. Yes, right here, Daddy. I have had no more. I'm used to our last match. Daddy, well, ill planning to think. I didn't even bring Kodak with us. Maybe a lot of good it would do if I never took it back. Daddy, of course. Well, without the matches, we have no choice. Turn to service. Come on. Maybe right behind you, Dudley. And anyway, we know the secret now. The Matlocks living here under the ground in masters of this age. Our friends above a merely threatened cattle fed by the Morlocks. Matlocks. Clothes, supplies, and houses to the day when they cut up their head, herd, and brought to underground as food. Feel me? It's not the fading October. No, this is the future we're looking at. This is our future. Feel me, Dudley? Dudley, what is it? Feel me, this is the darkness. I've found my hands. Cold hands. Dudley, there are pipes along the walls. Do you feel them? Some are loose. Pipe dried for them all. Billy, do you get one? Give it to me, Dudley. Use it as a weapon? Lash out against the Matlocks? Going to the Matlocks, Dudley, Philby. You're here beside me. Yells from Philby and Dudley. Dudley, use the pipe I gave you. Use the metal pipe, man. Philby, you're all all around us. Dudley, this way. Follow me, this way. Back this way. Philby, we went back into evil darkness, fighting every step as we went back to those projecting Mars, kicking and clawing ourselves back loose to their talon grasping hands, climbing up again up towards daylight and freedom, and away from the stench and eagerness of their icy hands. And they did not follow, for daylight was their enemy and their great fear. And we lived among the large gardens of little people like prisoners, and men without reprieve, and men who are dead but still walk the earth, for the time machine locked away behind great world's doors. We knew we could never force them open. And one day, Wanda told us, an old building, an ancient, sagging structure that survived for many ages, a field with many curious objects. Dudley, a museum, that's what it must be, a museum. Philby, perhaps there's some earlier time, Philby. I'm in no good mood to go look in a museum. Dudley, don't you see? Specimens are mentally sealed. In museums, perhaps there are things, weapons, machinery, something we can use, Philby. Yes, of course. It could you find some dynamite, gunpowder, something. Dudley, we could blast those doors. We could get in. Philby, where is this place, Linda? This old building that no one could ever go near. Brenda, I tell you, it's not far. Philby, you've had a chance, Professor. Slim one, but a chance nevertheless. Philby, all day we wandered for the great ruined halls. The building had been deserted, unused for perhaps a century. Childlike men at that time had long since ceased to care about anything, their own personal comforts. It was late in the afternoon, growing dark, when we came across upon the chemical section. We found ourselves useful to us till then. Now came the worst disappointment of all, dying in it, dust. All of it had been dust for countless centuries. It would be another dead end, Dudley. It's hopeless. We're out of our minds. The hopeless nitrites would retain their form for 100,000 years. Winner, where you go now? There's nothing here. Dudley, wait just a moment. There's something on this case. Feel me? Well, you could break it if you leave her. Dudley, stand back a little. Grass breaking. Dudley, it's a box of matches. Really sealed. Dudley, wait. Let's see it. Shuffling noise. Feel me? Why, they're perfect, solid and round. Sound, they're not even damp. Dudley, muckling. Why, what should we do with them? Burn down the glass doors? Very well, you better keep them. You can't tell. Thirdly, Philby? Philby what? Dudley on the floor? You see them? Small, narrow footprints leading along to the darkness at the end of this gallery. Wanda, Dudley. Philby, we're going to go. Dudley, pick Wanda up and carry her. We're going to have to make a run for it. Philby now, don't be frightened, my dear. Matlock groans begin. Philby, it'll be all right. Madly, go on, run. Philby, we came out of gloom and that place in the deep gloom, a dust, and suddenly saw we were trapped all around us with Matlocks. There were by the thousands surrounding us, coming closer, a long, even line of deadly white, their eyes blinking half light, their tiny mouths alive with appetite. Dudley, Philby, the matches. Philby, yes, I have the matches, Dudley. Light a fire here in this dry grass. The ground around us is dry. The hairy man, we have an inferno in a minute. Our little friends won't like fire, lights or heat. Fire crackling. The fire, Philby. A layer of fire leaped high to the heavens. Grant tree side was ablaze. The matlocks turned to fear. Blinded by the glare, some of them plundered in raging flames, and the rest faded away like the fog. Then I left a narrow passageway from our retreat, and we climbed down a long corridor, leaping up flames and blistering heat. We fled towards safety, community, and the little people. It ran, we passed a huge monument, with great bronze doors that were locked and tight, as in our time machine. Suddenly, in the glare of the distant fire, we saw something that stopped us short. Dudley, they're open, Philby. The doors are open. Wanda, no, Dudley. Don't not go in, Dudley, no. Philby, it's a trap. They're waiting for us inside, Dudley. Waiting or not, we're going in. Philby, Dudley, it's a suicide, Dudley. It'll take us 1 minute to screw the levers one on again. Touch them and it will go away, Philby. All right, I'll try to give you your time at minute. Dudley, good man. Wanda, no, leave us, me. Philby, now you, my dear, you hold tight around my neck. I'm coming home with us. Coming home with us. Bloody right, let's go. Wait, look at the machine. They haven't harmed it. They'll be, my goodness, it looks like they cleaned it and oiled it. Dudley laughs. It's a trap already. They'll be around at any moment, Dudley. But you don't see them yet. Dudley, come on, quit now. Quickly. Beck will claim, fill me the doors, Dudley. They're closed. It's pitch black again. Dudley, just get in the seat. Be ready in a moment. Billy, I'm waiting for the hum that would signal our departure. With darkness, the backlog was falling upon us. Cold, persistent fingers swarmed over my body, tugging me and pulling me away from the machine. I held tight the window as a shy man that would hold fast to life. I tried to kick them away from my feet. Window, panic, Philby, Dr. Efforts, hurry, Dudley. Dudley, must fix these labors quickly, or we're done. Humming begins, Dudley, out of breath. There, Philby, we're away, we're gone, Philby, out of breath. Yes, we made it. Dudley, are you right? Philby, I'm all right. Dudley, good. The blender? Philby, blender. On pause, isn't with us, Professor. Dudley, what happened, Philby? They tore it from my hands. At last second, they got their filthy cold talons around her. I tried to save her, couldn't. They still have a piece of her tunic in my thirst. A little piece of her tunic. Dudley, anything else? Music, Philby. And so we come home again. Back into the May minute to which we left. Back into the 12th moon. October 60th, 1902. We're here in Dudley's laboratory again, motionless, sitting on a ridiculous contraption which we call the time machine. Which is all, was it all a dream? Did any of it happen? Could any of it, all of it happened? Of course not. How stupid that would, what is it that not it is? What is this piece of thin, drying silk I hold in my hand?